Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster of life, one thought at a time. Today, we're diving into a topic that's heavy but incredibly important: managing grief and loss. Ever feel like those emotions just keep swirling around in your head, making it hard to breathe, think straight? You know that feeling when the world feels a little grayer, quieter than usual? Yeah, me too. Grief isn't something we talk about enough, but it's a universal human experience. It hits us all at some point, whether it's losing a loved one, a pet, a relationship, or even a dream. The important thing to remember is that there's no right or wrong way to grieve. It's a deeply personal journey with its own timeline and unique expressions. So today, let's equip ourselves with some powerful strategies to navigate this tough terrain and emerge stronger on the other side. First things first, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. Let yourself feel the sadness, anger, guilt, whatever comes up. Think of it like allowing those emotions to flow through you instead of trying to hold back a flood. It's okay to cry, scream into a pillow, write in a journal, talk to someone you trust, whatever feels right for you. Remember, suppressing your feelings doesn't make them disappear, it just pushes them deeper. Next, create space for self-care. I know it sounds cliche, but it's crucial. Grief can be exhausting both physically and emotionally. Make sure you're eating nourishing food, getting enough sleep, and moving your body. Even a gentle walk in nature can make a world of difference. Take time to do things that bring you joy, even if it's just reading a good book or listening to your favorite music. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for healing. And speaking of healing, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to a therapist, joining a grief support group, or confiding in a trusted friend or family member can provide invaluable comfort and guidance. Sharing your experience with others who understand what you're going through can lessen the burden and make you feel less alone. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey by yourself. Another powerful strategy is to honor the memory of your loved one. This could involve creating a scrapbook, planting a tree in their name, or simply taking time to reflect on their life and the impact they had on you. Finding meaningful ways to remember them can help keep their spirit alive and bring comfort during difficult times. Finally, be patient with yourself. Grief is not a linear process. There will be good days and bad days, moments of clarity and periods of overwhelming sadness. Allow yourself the time and space to heal at your own pace. Remember, healing takes time, but it's possible. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I lost my beloved dog, Max. He was more than just a pet, he was my constant companion, my furry therapist, my shadow. The pain of losing him was immense. I felt like a part of me was missing. For weeks, I struggled to get through the day. One evening, as I sat on the porch, remembering all our adventures together, I realized something important. Max wouldn't want me to be consumed by sadness. He'd want me to live my life to the fullest, just like he did. That realization gave me a new perspective. While I still miss him deeply, I chose to focus on honoring his memory by living with joy and purpose. So remember, beautiful souls, grief is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. Be kind to yourself, allow yourself to feel, seek support when needed, and keep moving forward. The world needs your light. Today's Overthinking Detox episode gave us some powerful strategies for managing grief and loss. Acknowledge your feelings, practice self-care, seek support, honor the memory of your loved one, and be patient with yourself. Remember, healing takes time, but it's possible. You are stronger than you think, and you're not alone on this journey. Keep shining brightly. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you cope with grief? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Tag me on social media at Overthinking Detox Podcast. Let's continue this conversation together. Until next time, keep those minds detoxified and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.